Did you, Eric Engelbart, joining us in studio? I know, obviously, eventually wanting to get that back to the stadium, and we'll get that back to the stadium. But feedback that you've gotten, because it really was till the final hour and a half for me, where may have overdone it a bit. But it really was just a great event, and the one of the things that is amazing about it, and I know the numbers weren't quite obviously what they were last year when you're on the field, but with the number of Brewers that were there, even with the number of people, it never felt like crowded, and there were opportunities not just to taste some wonderful beverages, but to talk with the Brewers. And that is probably my favorite part, is just learning a little bit about the process, but more so their background and how they got into it and why some of the names and why they have the names. That's just fun to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so thank you for having me back. And, after this weekend, we threw one big party down on Penn State's campus with the Hoppy Valley Brewers Fest. But, yeah, as I was kind of promoting leading into this, yeah, that event is specific to those Brewers, to those frontline workers. So, like someone like yourself, a craft beer aficionado that wants to learn about the process and what goes into it, yeah, you do have access to those individuals that can answer your questions.
I thought I was an aficionado. I get up there. For some reason, I was unaware of the Grossa beers.
Oh.
And they are a delightful summer beverage. And may have led to, you know, me being a little more entertaining than I intended to be.
Entertaining.
This time. I'm trying to be kind to myself Geezy.
Right.
But, man, the Grossa beers are phenomenal. And I don't think I was there. If I was aware of them at one point, I had forgotten. I'm like, and there weren't a lot of them up there that had them, but the ones that did, exceptionally good, and just a wonderful summer treat. If you're a beer drinker and you've not had a Grossa and you're looking for something, a little refreshing after mowing the lawn, I like my IPAs, but man, a Grossa over the summer, sign me up.
Well, there you go. I think that's why we do these things.
Yes.
And people can come out and, you know, you put all of those brewers in one spot and they bring what they want to bring, and obviously they've turned you on to a new style of beer. So I think the mission has been accomplished.
For sure. All right, onward and upward. Putting that in the rear view mirror. My wife is saying, yes, please, for the love of God, put that in the rear view mirror. I know, honey.
Right.
I'm sorry about that.
Yes. He was entertaining.
That's the word I'm choosing. Yes, entertaining.
Right. All right, let's entertain with some other things.
Yes, we have some wonderful things coming up, including this bicycling event. You know, just a nice, lovely stroll out there on my Schwinn. What is this? This is going to be pretty spectacular.
Yeah, and so, you're bringing up the State College Criterium. One thing I did want to quickly touch upon, because it will get lost in the weeds, is we do have the Keystone State Hockey Championships this weekend in Pagoula Ice Arena. So they'll start Friday, run through Sunday. It's like an all-star type event where these kids make these teams from across the state come in, play their state championships. But on top of that, on Saturday, we will be causing a little bit of noise down on Beaver Avenue with the State College Criterium. So, like we had mentioned before, it's like a NASCAR event, but for bicycles. So, closed course loop, fast riding, 20, 30 miles an hour, people drafted off of each other, they're cornering, tight corners, and this year will be the Pennsylvania State Championship for the Elite and Masters divisions, so there's going to be some great entertainment going down.
Champion gets a Grossa at the end of the course.
That's not a bad idea.
Talk about the course. Where is this thing set up, and where can people, set up to watch this thing? Because I think it's going to be a wild event to be able to take in.
It will be. It'll definitely be a sight to see. You're definitely going to see this. But, I got to give all the credit to the Borough of State College. When we were trying to find a venue for this, we went to the Borough, and they sat down and looked at it and really were the ones that allowed us to make this happen. There's a ton of red tape you go through in order to shut these roads down and make sure that all the businesses are happy. But, ultimately, we were hoping for a huge group of people to come downtown, frequent those restaurants, and get food and check that out. But we will be down on Beaver Avenue, and the start finish will be located on Locust Avenue.
Okay,
that'll be the start finish, and we're actually going the opposite direction on Beaver. So we'll be cruising down Beaver, then we turn left on Garner, left on Foster, and then a left on Beaver to Pew to Foster to Garner, and that's our 0.7-mile race course. And these individuals will be sprinting, essentially, for a short amount of time. So amateurs will go anywhere from, like, 30 minutes to 45 minutes, where then the elites will then hit 60 minutes plus a lap.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Okay. What time is this again?
So we'll be racing all day. So, yeah, this is a little insight into my world is actually Beaver Avenue closes at 3 a.m. on Saturday morning, which then allows us to start setting up. And then we'll have racing beginning at 9 a.m. Important to note for your listeners, we have a free kids race. So anyone kindergarten through sixth grade can come on down, get on the race course, run a lap just like the pros would.
Really?
Yep. We have participation ribbon. I believe if you had pre-registered by this point, you'd get a T-shirt. But the idea would be bring your kids down, let them compete, and then hang around because after that 2:30 or 2:45 kids race, we then have the PA state championships with the meet in the Masters and the Elite Divisions. So it'll be entertaining anywhere from 2 to 6 p.m. on Saturday. Come on downtown. You can literally set up anywhere on Beaver Avenue, Pew, Foster, or Garner. I will say turns 1 and turns 4 heading in coming out of the finish line or heading into the finish line will probably be the most exciting because that's when you're jockeying for position in order to come in. But, yeah, large groups of people going very fast around these corners.
Yeah, I've got to think. You've got emergency personnel on call, right? I'm watching the Tour de France. All right, Tour de France going on right now. And every now and then, there's a spill. It's like, boom, just a bunch of guys, you know, fall down. And the road is rather hard. So that's part of the red tape because you're talking about these guys flying. You mentioned those speeds. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want to hit the ground. That's tough.
And we want to have a safe event. And so, yes, you're right. We're probably going overboard on the medical support. There will be an ambulance there stationed all day. We have several medical personnel on golf carts that will be monitoring the course. But, yeah, you're right. It's probably not one person that goes down. It's going to be multiple people go down. And we're hoping, only a little road rash for those that have to work on Monday, you know, type of thing. But, you never know. And that's part of the allure of Criterium Racing is you just never really know what's going to happen.
Okay.
Do we know about how many participants that are coming in for this? What kind of numbers are we talking about?
Yeah, so I'm actually glad you brought that up. So we were looking across the state at what is a typical Criterium get. And so we're looking at just over 200, maybe 250 racers that will be racing throughout the day.
Wow.
And the way this is set up, too, is that you can race multiple times. So you could theoretically race in the morning and then also race in the state championship in the afternoon as well. So a lot of these people will be seen twice.
Wow. Okay.
I'm no bike expert. That sounds like a lot of people. 200 to 250 racers? I guess I was thinking like 50.
Yeah. Well, they'll break up in their own categories. You know, so not everyone is going to be in the elite category, and some will be. It's all USA Cycling based, so they have like categories 1 through 8 or something like that. So they'll break them up, and then that's how they'll combine the races and put them out there. I'm happy to report for our first year, we've gotten a couple of commitments from some high-end professional teams that will be coming in, both from Pennsylvania and New York. I think someone's flying in from Chicago in order to compete. So,
wow.
We'll have some media avails on Friday afternoon and then kick off that race on Saturday. So it should be pretty exciting.
Very cool.
Yeah, there are. I think that's missed. There are teams. Mm-hmm. All right. You think of a bicycle. Okay, it's just me racing. No, there's a bunch of folks in a team and somehow they work together
to
get the best racer out front or something like that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, and that's part of the whole strategy is do I stay in the back until the end? Because with the Criterium race, it really honestly, it doesn't matter where you've been the entire race. You just want to cross that finish line first and win. So that is part of the strategy. Do I stay in the back, try to avoid all the contact? Am I out leading because I know I'm the fastest in this race, so I'm just going to go for it? And then also, yeah, you have your buddies that, you know, want to help you win or, you know, maybe just want to make it to the end, and then you fight it out. So you have three or four of them that create a group, which then pushes everybody else out of the way, and you're plowing your way through the group. So, yeah, lots of different strategy as you're paying attention. And, yeah, it's just interesting to see how it all play out.
All right. How much advance from their end, advanced scouting is there? Obviously, they're not running this course ahead of time. I mean, that's an interesting part of this to me is – like marathoners sometimes, I mean, like you might not run the entire marathon, but you kind of map it out and, all right, I want to run this stretch or, like, I guess how much goes into, all right, we know, or is it just, man, you got to wait and see what you're feeling and once you go, yeah, around once, all right, now we know what we're doing.
Yeah, I think there'll be a little bit out of feeling it out as you get on the course. I think the one thing is you just look at the roads and we have absolutely gorgeous roads. So, you know, that's part of the strategy is watch out. You know, there might be something that you want to avoid on turn three or whatever it may be. But, yeah, there is an open period. It's in the morning. I think from, like, 8 to 9, they open the course up, and they let the guys go around. But if you're racing at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you're probably not going to be there at 8 a.m. to try it out. So, I would assume most of these, especially at that higher-end level, will be just fine. Yeah, they'll get that first couple of laps in, kind of feel it out, and then that race will actually start.
All right, we got to take a break here in a moment. That kids race is what time? What time is the kids race?
So it starts at 2:45. But if you haven't pre-registered yet, you can head to the website and do so. Or we have on-site registration as well. So I would recommend getting down there a little bit early, maybe give yourself 60 minutes or so, just because you're going to want to find a place to park. You got to get the bike out, grab your kid's helmet, make your way downtown, find the registration tent, and then get signed up.
All right.
I presume that stretch will... cars are not allowed to park there as of 3 a.m. Saturday, and probably a little before. Right?
I think they might even have those parking hoods on the meters right now.
Okay.
Well, that was fast.
Probably right. Good thinking.
All right, we're going to take a break. Now, we got some more with Eric, because there's some other interesting activities coming up.
Yes.
Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, how you guys doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from Path.
What's the name of Yoon's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at belfontfair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Fox State College.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday. Jeff Scott and Eric with you on a very nice looking Thursday morning. Feels nice out in the morning hours on days like this.
Yeah, I think we found a new feature. Let's talk behind the scenes. I mean, folks, you're going to love this. So Eric Engelbarts from the Happy Valley Sports and Entertainment Alliance with us for another segment. Okay, now I mentioned this during the break. Last week I'm on vacation. I'm at the Delaware Shore having a great time with my family.
Getting eaten by sharks.
No, we avoided the sharks. Right along the beach, and every morning a group of people would come out at 8 a.m., led by this lady, and they were doing yoga on the beach, which was cool. I'm not into yoga. When I saw this yoga championships, I'm thinking, okay, Eric, what the heck is that?
Yoga. I am into champagne.
What is a yoga championship?
Well, it's exactly what it sounds like. So, yeah, August 1 through 3 at the State Theater, downtown State College here, we will be hosting the USA Yoga National Championships.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's right. So we will have individuals flying in from all over the country. I think the last time I was associated with this event, I saw 48 different states represented.
Wow.
Coming in and hosting their national championships.
What? I'm sorry.
I got to find out the two states that aren't represented. What are the two states that can't get into the yoga championship?
What do they do? I don't understand.
Yeah, so I like to kind of reference like almost probably gymnastics or maybe even diving. So they will give the judge a set routine. And that routine has like 3 to 5 poses in it, and those poses have a degree of difficulty. So if I come in and I have a higher level of difficulty than you, I'm already kind of got to step up, but I got to execute. Or I could come in and have a lower degree of difficulty, but nail it, you know, and still do better, you know, that kind of thing. So the judges, when the basically it's a very simple setup. They literally have a yoga mat on a stage. They come walk up, they hit a timer. I don't know if it's 2 or 3 minutes, something like that. And then they just work their way through their poses, you know, and so they'll go into like pose one, and then they'll hold it for a second, and then they'll move into pose two, and then they'll move into pose three. And the idea is to try to take your time. Obviously, you want to go slow because you don't want to lose balance. These are very difficult poses. This is not your average day. I'm going down to the yoga studio type stuff. But they hold the pose, and then you try to use up the most amount of time that you can without going over, just so that you're showing restraint, balance, and control of your routine. They get done, the judges then score them, and that's how they run the national championship.
So it sounds like gymnastics. There's judges, and you got to do certain. It sounds just like gymnastics, but this is for yoga.
That's right.
I had no idea they did that sort of thing. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, and it's really all ages too. So they've expanded where they open it up to youth as well, and then you'll see seniors out there. I mean, it's wild to watch the senior citizen put both feet behind their head and then push up with their arms off the ground and hold that pose, you know, before moving into the next one. And it's so graceful that you don't even realize they're getting into these positions until they're in them. And you're like, how did they just do that?
partner, if you have a few more grossos or whatever,
I don't think this has happened.
You could give this a try.
But yeah, this event is open to the public. So if you want to come by and you want to check it out, you just head down to the State Theater. I believe they start Friday night, but most of the competition will happen all day Saturday, and then a portion of it on Sunday morning before they all fly out and get home. But yeah, you can check that. Check all of the details for all the events on our website. That's Happy Valley Sports and Entertainment Alliance. Just Google that or head to HBSEA.com to check that out. But they'll have hours in which they're competing, and that way you can, you know, when to come in and check out your age group.
All right, so the yoga stuff, this is next weekend.
That's right, yes. Yeah, cycling this weekend, yoga next weekend, and then we get into some golf. So
golf?
Golf.
What's going on?
We host the American Junior Golf Association. It's their Open Championship that comes in. I believe they're at Toff Trees this year, and I believe it's ages 12 through 15 will be flying in and competing in their amateur golf stuff. So I believe this qualifies them to move on to a national level competition, but really extremely high-end golf being played by these 12 to 15-year-olds out of Toff Trees.
So do I want to embarrass myself by watching kids play golf who are way better than me? Maybe.
Well, they're always looking for ball spotters. I mean, there's a lot of great volunteer opportunities with all of these events, including this weekend. You know, if you want to be in control of pedestrians, we got a spot for you. If you want to boss people around, tell them when they can and cannot cross the street. we definitely need some help. But, yeah, both AJGA, I believe even USA Yoga, all of them have volunteer opportunities. So if you want to get in for free and you want to check it out, or you want to spend the day on the golf course spotting balls, you can do that.
That actually sounds strangely fun. And all your events, I was going to ask about volunteers, because we've had you on before, and you mentioned, hey, we really need volunteers for this. You need volunteers for all these things.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, when you run these big events, it takes a village. It takes the community to come out and be able to operate that. And, you know, some positions are more important than others, but I think there's always something for somebody, and if you only have a couple of hours, we can use that too. So, you know, it's a good way to get a free T-shirt, maybe a meal, and be able to have a front row seat to the competition.
I was going
to
say, you're right in the front, all right? You no excuses like, oh, I was stuck back there. You got it right in front of you.
That's right.
For doing a little bit of work. So that's a great idea.
And it helps pass the time, too. So if you're there and you're just kind of hanging out and you want to get involved, I mean, that's the best way to do so.
All right.
And making a college student actually have to look up from his or her phone before crossing the street, in and of it, has got to be a little bit of a thrill. Just saying.
Yeah, I will say my 17-year-old who's interested in sports management, he gets voluntold a lot around here. We're going to come out, and he'll be working cycling this weekend.
Uh-huh. All right. It's nice of him to volunteer his time like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Anything else for August, Eric?
Oh, yeah, there's always good stuff going on. But I think, you know, once we get through this the stretch of cycling and then yoga and golf, then I think really that's when Penn State football starts kicking in and all eyes turn to that Beaver Stadium to watch the team this year. So, yeah, I mean, our role really is to try to fill those weekends in which we need people coming into town. And, you know, once Penn State starts kicking up, those opportunities kind of get fewer and far between.
So what, you hibernate as soon as Penn State football season starts?
That's right.
Listen, I have a couple of things that haven't been announced yet, and we're going to be extremely busy next year, even more busy than this year. And so this fall will be great time for planning.
Have you guys thought at all about trying to give a little promotion to this football program? If we could get just a little bit of buzz going around them leading into the season, I think they'd appreciate it. Just if it, you know, maybe mention that we think they could be okay. They could be a decent program. Just something, if we could slip something out to the media somewhere, just to get a little bit of a buzz going around these guys.
I think we might be able to do some social media posts.
All right, let's work on that.
Sneak that in for them.
Just to try to help them out a little bit. Let people know that Penn State football's here, and you know, we think they could do okay.
Yeah, the wrestling team gets all the attention. Right? That's just a little over the top.
Well, these days, the hockey team.
Oh, Oh, man. Wow. How about that?
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
All right. Well, Eric, we appreciate your time. Have fun with the events.
Yeah.
Stay out of the way of the bicycles. When you said 20 to 30 mile an hour, man, that's fast.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about some of these, well, it's not NASCAR. Was it Formula One racing where they do it in cities?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they just zoom, zoom, zoom. That's pretty much...
That's exactly it.
I mean, the Tour de France
you're
is
stealing
like...
his thunder. The Formula One race comes to State College next summer.
Hey, I don't know.
You never know. You never know.
Hey, some other towns
that
do
that.
That
would be a scene.
That would be pretty wild, yeah. Well, hey, thanks again, and good luck with all the events.
Yeah, appreciate it. Hopefully, we'll see you on Saturday.
Yes.